The Full Body Yes, Change Your Work and Your World from the Inside Out. Written and narrated by Scott Shute, Head of Mindfulness and Compassion Programs at LinkedIn. Published by Page Two Books. Copyright 2021 by Scott Shute. For my parents, Ed and Jerry, who showed me how to live. Introduction. Hey, friend. I'm so glad you're here. We, and by that I mean all of us here in the working world, need your help in changing work from the inside out. We have an opportunity to shape the consciousness of our workplaces by introducing more compassion. And there's really nothing that unique about the workplace. It's just another group of humans doing their thing, bumping up against each other. A place to learn the lessons of life. We could learn the same lessons on a farm, in a family, being a teacher, or living in a monastery. Somehow, over the years, we've gotten into this strange pattern of thinking about work as bad and the rest of our lives as good. The simple truth is that it starts with us. Organizations are just a collection of individuals. And when we develop ourselves as individuals, the organization evolves too. If we want work to be a more humane place, it starts with us. If we want to be more fulfilled, happier, more joyful, it starts with us. If we want to change the world, it starts with us. The challenge is that we're usually just focused on ourselves. Me, me, me. And when we're this focused on our own lives, our own agenda, our own story, it's hard to be aware of others, and it's hard to serve others. We all end up with more of the same, which is less than what we wanted. You and I are probably similar in many ways. Our careers and lives are sometimes a crapshoot, forward, backward, sideways, forward again, following our nose like a bloodhound wandering in a forest on the scent of a rabbit, the rabbit of meaningful work. We measure success compared to those around us. We're constantly seeking external validation for our own happiness. What do others think of me? How will this be perceived? And am I enough? We're often chasing something we think will make us happy. More money, more prestige, more respect, more. Maybe you're reading this book because you want to know how to climb the mountain, to be successful, to beat the system. Or maybe you have that gnawing, longing feeling inside that won't go away. The one saying that the hole of achievement can never be filled. The one that it's hungry for more, but a different type of more, something deeper. A more that leaves you full, whole, free. Maybe both things are true. This is not one of those boring books about work that you feel like you should read and then you struggle your way through. This is a book about life and how the lessons we learn apply to every aspect of our existence, including, and sometimes especially, our work. This is a book about what I've learned and sometimes about what I'm still struggling to learn. I'm going to tell you a lot of stories from my own life, and I'll share with you my inner dialogue. And for each of us, this is really where our development happens. It's usually not the actual events in life that we're learning from. It's in the shaping and changing and thrashing of the mind where our growth occurs. We're so focused on ourselves, the me, 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 and I'm no different. So, sorry if it feels like it's all about me. I mean for it to be about all of us. But the truth is, I really only truly know about me and what's going on in my own head. I'll share my failures, and I've had some spectacular ones. I'm not ashamed. I've learned a lot from them. And besides, I know you have failed in similar ways. And that doesn't make us failures. I've had some successes as well, just like you have. And I'm not ashamed of those either, because I've learned a lot from them too. But they don't make us successful any more than our failures make us failures. So what does make us successful? Ah, that's what we're going to explore. Okay, friend, I know that you have many choices in how to spend your time, and I appreciate that we've gotten this far together. So here's my commitment to you. If you promise to stick with me, to see yourself in these stories, to see your own failures in my failures, and your own successes, in my successes, your own longing for something more in mine, then I promise you, this will
Sample complete. Ready to continue?